And thank you so much for staying with us. Like, once again, as a reminder, today we are talking around that food prices are set to come under investigation by the Competition Commission, which has launched a public inquiry into the fresh produce sector. And with that said, let's get straight to talking to the spokesperson for the Competition Commission, Sipho Ngwema. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us, and good afternoon to your listeners.
And thank you so much for making time for us always whenever we knock on your door. Now, Sipho, what actually initiated the Commission's investigation on this?
Firstly, let me say that given the fact that this is a very important sector, gives us a staple food and it's one of our drivers of economic growth, we felt that we need to look into the sector. We've always been looking into the sector, as I said, but also they've just released a concentration report, which shows us that there are certain levels of concentration in this market. You want to dig deeper into those concentration levels in the value chain and understand how do they impact on the price outcome, what we and you and I pay for fresh produce market as a team. But also we want to know the role that is played by growing or small farmers, particularly the pre-Briassi disadvantage. Do they have a role? Do they play any? Is there space for them, competitive space for them in this market? So we want to understand all those things so that at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we have a better understanding. Are there any concerns around whether or not there's a lessening, prevention, or distortion of competition in this market? But it's a very key market, as I said, and we really would want to understand exactly what's happening, particularly where we are coming from, where we have problems with things like ginger, garlic, and so on. But we need to understand, it seems as though there's a trend of high inflation with regards to prices and fresh produce. We want to understand what informs all those things.
Yeah. Sipho, which elements of the value chain exactly will you be looking into? Is there any one specific one that you guys will be honing in on?
Look, we want to make sure that we look at the efficiency of the value chain. Firstly, to look whether or not what are the concentration levels, what those things mean in terms of the price, in terms of the activities. We want to look at the dynamics and the impact of the key inputs in the market. You must remember, people use fertilizers, agrochemicals, and a number of other things like transport, equipment. To what extent do those impact on the price? To what extent the international developments, petrol and so on, impact on the price? Are the prices that you are paying fair and reasonable? But also, as I said earlier, there's been an emergence of black farmers, young, small black farmers. Are they given space? And the activities which may, in one way or the other, stifle their growth in the market, we want to understand those things. And any other barriers to entry with regards to being able to supply, to grow and supply fresh produce market to South Africans by those who want to enter this market.
Sure. Sipho, that is very commendable. Where can the public make submissions?
They can please send the comments to our email address, which is ccsa@comcom.co.za, ccsa@comcom.co.za. We also have a WhatsApp number if people want us to facilitate interaction with them. It's 084-783-00. But also, once you have received all these comments with regards to terms, the terms of reference, we want to go to communities. We want to roll out a program that is going to make sure that you are able to reach communities through activations so that they get all the necessary information and come back to us and give us the relevant comments so that they can shape this investigation and we can get to the bottom of things in this particular sector.
Well, thank you so much, and all the best with that as well. We're chatting it to spokesperson for the Competition Commission, Sipho Ngwema. And just a reminder there to the public that you have until just around April 22nd to actually make submissions there to the Competitions Commission as well on the proposed terms of reference. So please do go out there and do so. So that's one party done out of the two parties we are chatting to today here in the Hot Box. We're going to be chatting to Thabi Lenkunjana, agricultural economist with the National Agricultural Marketing Council Agro Food Chain Units in a few here as well. Please do stay with us. You are on the King Suda Metro.
15:30 right here on the King Suite. Beautiful music, man. Tugzin, Sanel, and Tandazo with ICU.
You know I feel this song, Nate. I actually had it as a welcome drinks choice in the week that it came out as well. An amazing song. We're going to be continuing with that second chat there in the hot box after we check in what's happening in the world of sports and some news. Stay with us.